Section 5. Candidates for U.S. House of Representatives 4. Term, 2 years. Salary, $174,000. U.S. House of Representatives District 4. Candidates were asked to respond to 3 questions. 1. How would you change Social Security to improve its long-term viability? 2. What changes in national immigration policy, if any, would you support? 3. What changes, if any, would you support in Congress to address the issue of climate change? There are 4 candidates for U.S. House District 4. Dan Bolin, Libertarian, did not respond to questions by the print deadline. Justin Philip, Pacific Green, did not respond to questions by the print deadline. Val Hoyle, Democrat, answers to questions. 1. How would you change Social Security to improve its long-term viability? Answer. Social Security is not an entitlement. It has been earned, and we need to preserve it into the future. My first bill in Congress vowed to expand Social Security benefits by $2,400 a year and ensure Social Security is fully funded for the next 75 years, all without raising taxes by one penny on over 93% of American households that make $250,000 or less. It also changes the formula used to calculate cost of living adjustments to ensure it more adequately addresses Social Security recipients' spending needs, while scrapping the payroll tax cap to ensure the wealthy pay their fair share, just like everyone else. 2. What changes in national immigration policy, if any, would you support? Answer. Congress should pursue bipartisan solutions for immigration and border security reforms. I'm a co-sponsor of the Dignidad Act, bipartisan legislation that would enact important reforms to modernize our immigration system and protect our southern border. I also strongly support the bipartisan border security investments that President Biden negotiated with Senate Republicans to enhance border security, including hiring additional law enforcement personnel to address increased migrant encounters at the southern border. We must focus on solutions beyond enforcement, including funding and reforms to modernize our immigration system, close backlogs, and ensure migrants and their families are treated with dignity, respect, and human rights. 3. What changes, if any, would you support in Congress to address the issue of climate change? Answer. My focus when I got to Congress was to discard the old jobs versus the environment framing that has been used for decades to divide people. I have pledged to oppose any new investments in fossil fuel infrastructure in Congress. I'm a co-sponsor of the Climate Emergency Resolution, which directs the President to use all possible legal authority to address climate change like the emergency it is. I also support investments that Democrats made in last year's Inflation Reduction Act to increase clean energy deployment and create high-quality jobs. Thanks to the Inflation Reduction Act, we have created 550,000 new jobs in the clean energy sector, and America is on track to decrease greenhouse gas emissions by about 40% from 2005 levels. Monique Despain, Republican and Constitution Party, answers to questions. 1. How would you change Social Security to improve its long-term viability? Answer. My priority for our Social Security program is to honor the promise made to those in the program as well as those nearing the program. We must honor the original intent, which is, in its simplest terms, to provide federal assistance to the elderly, the unemployed, widows, and fatherless children. The administration of Social Security is not so simple now and has fallen to abuse and waste. All federal programs, and the agencies that run them, must be transparent and held accountable to deliver on their core purpose and must be audited. Social Security must remain funded and managed for success. A return to a healthy economy, including slashing inflation, is essential to the well-being of our elderly and poor who rely on Social Security. 2. What changes in national immigration policy, if any, would you support? Answer. Ensuring and maintaining our nation's border is an urgent, constant, national security interest and core function of our federal government that must not be compromised. Our immigration system and its reform is a separate and equally important challenge for America. A healthy immigration system that serves our national interests was best summarized by the late Representative Barbara Jordan in 1995, who said, "Those who should get in, get in. Those who should be kept out are kept out." It is my goal to expeditiously deliver a credible, reliable, enforceable immigration system to those who legally seek to live and work here. There is much work to be done. See my website for more. 3. What changes, if any, would you support in Congress to address the issue of climate change? Answer. There is no doubt humans have a significant impact on the planet Earth and surrounding environments. I feel strongly we should be responsible stewards of all our natural resources by managing them respectfully, intelligently, and dealing always in fact-based science and experience. I am a staunch advocate for energy choice and responsibly developing new, clean, affordable energy options. We are innovative, resourceful people who should not abandon science, common sense, economic realities, and the well-being of entire communities in the pursuit of political agendas. I support an all-of-the-above energy strategy that strives for scientifically based clean energy choices that are affordable and end reliance on other nations.